Welcome back to the Finsiders. A big question for the Miami Dolphins this offseason answered earlier this afternoon when the team named Bill Lazor the new offensive coordinator. Quarterbacks coach with the Philadelphia Eagles last year. Prior to that, three seasons as the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach at the University of Virginia, and a long coaching and playing career at Cornell prior to that. Coach, appreciate you joining us this afternoon on the Finsiders, and right off the bat, congratulations on the new gig here in South Florida.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to be joining the Dolphins. Look forward to getting there soon.
What about the Miami Dolphins do you like? I know the media had their hacks at you a few minutes ago, but let's go over some of what made this an attractive location for you.
Well, there's no doubt the number one reason was Joe Philbin, and having a chance to spend time with Coach Philbin. I had known him, I guess you'd say casually, for a number of years in the coaching profession, but when we first had contact last week when I had a chance to come and visit Miami and spend time with Coach Philbin, and then continued through our time after that visit as we continued to speak on the phone and talk about football and talk about theories and schemes and the way we would structure things if this was going to work out. I was sold on the man, Joe Philbin, on the kind of leader he is, on the coach. I already knew what kind of coach he was. But I felt like it was a relationship that was going to work. Felt like we could work together to build a winner.
Coach, first of all, congratulations in becoming down to South Florida. And I wanted to get your input maybe on the play-calling role that you're going to go into, not only as the offensive coordinator, but calling the plays. I know offensive coaches, no matter where you coach, you're always calling plays in your head. You're always going over game plans. What kind of adjustment will that be for you coming into this role?
Well, I'm excited to do it again. The last time I did it, as you know, I was at the University of Virginia.
Right.
I think it's a critical part of the job. I think it's something that gets built as you put the staff together of what is our procedure going to be, and in the end, no matter how much you plan or what you do, at the end decisions have to be made on game day. So I'm excited to take on that role. I'm excited to work with the staff to put together exactly how all those procedures will be, and it's really an exciting time for me. I can't wait to get there and get started.
New Dolphins offensive coordinator Bill Lazor is with us on the Metro PCS hotline. I was listening into your conference call with the media, and you said, you know, the roster and the players on the team are kind of going to dictate the way the offense is run. I liked hearing you say that because that's how I think it should always be. But if I were to ask you to describe your offensive philosophy and you know, your thoughts on offense in pro football, what would you say?
Well, there are a lot of ways to do it, and as I mentioned earlier, the great coaches I've worked for, and I've worked for some great ones, they all had a vision of what it was going to look like. And then it's our job as coaches to push the team forward every single day towards that vision. And every year and every organization, the exact way the offense is going to look is maybe a little bit different. You know, I come from an organization right now where last year we were able to have the league's leading rusher, the league's highest-rated passer, make an unbelievable number of explosive plays. And it was a way that many people thought was totally different than what the NFL football should be. So when you ask what is the philosophy of NFL football, we want to lead the league in scoring plays, I guess, is the only thing I could say. And we'll figure out how it's going to look from there, and it will be a lot of fun getting to that point.
Well, Bill, we're all for that, believe me. And you mentioned the legacy of coaches that you were around in the NFL, Dan Reeves and Joe Gibbs and Mike Holmgren. What was the experience with Chip Kelly like? If you could take away one thing that you maybe learned that you didn't really either know about yourself or about what was going on offensively for what you guys did because you were so dynamic last year, what would that takeaway be?
Well, that's a great question, and because Chip has had a lot of impact in a lot of ways, and not just in what offensive football is, but just in how the game should be played. I would say this. Our players would tell you, I think, to a man, that they had fun playing for Chip. And we had fun as coaches together. And he brought a lot of fun and a lot of life to the football team. It's always easier when you're winning to have fun. And that was part of it. But just like every great coach, he had a process that we were going to go through of what was going to be every day to train to be winners. And we were able to have fun getting that done. And so if we can do that, if we can attack this every day as coaches and players, knowing that we're in it together, that we have a mission to get this thing going, to take it to a new level because, like I said, I think a foundation has been laid, and to have fun getting it done that way, then I think we'll be really excited with what the outcome is going to be.
New offensive coordinator Bill Lazor is with us. Obviously, last year in Philadelphia, Coach, you had an opportunity to work with a couple of different quarterbacks until Nick Foles really established himself as maybe the best quarterback in football last season. So Ryan Tannehill, I mean, that's the situation you're stepping into right here. Obviously, you were in college when he came out for the draft, so you weren't necessarily scouting him the way some pro coaches were at the time. But what have you seen from Ryan Tannehill so far, and what do you know about Ryan Tannehill?
Well, I can tell you this, that whatever offense you're running, that certain things are requirements for the quarterback. That's to be accurate, to be a great decision maker. He's got to have a whole bunch of intangibles that go along with those things. I think as a coach, obviously you have to work with the guy and help bring those aspects out, help him be as accurate as he can be, help him be a great decision maker, teach him how to do those things. The other thing, and these are the things over time that have proven to help quarterbacks be successful, is you got to teach them to prepare. There's got to be a process, and it starts the first day you can meet with them. And it, really, for us, it can't start soon enough in my mind. I can't wait to get coaching this group of quarterbacks. But there's a process and a teaching method, and it comes down once you finally hit the regular season. There's a method to how you prepare for the game. And it takes great commitment from quarterbacks with high character who obviously have the things we talked about, the accuracy and the ability to make decisions. And to me, It's one of the great joys and one of the fun parts about competing in this game is how good can I help him be? And that's what we'll find out.
Bill, it's always a luxury to come into a situation when you have a quarterback that maybe has 8-9 years under his belt that is established, that has won before. But it has to be exciting on the other end coming in and getting a young quarterback like Ryan Tannehill so you can go through those processes that you just talked about, starting from the ground up and really developing together quarterback and offensive coordinator.
Well, I think Ryan has had some experience that's going to help him as he goes forward. One of the things that a quarterback has to do is he's got to take the experience he has, even if it's on game day, and be able to learn from it. And what the great ones do is they're able to learn from it immediately. Now, they can have something happen, whether it was a bad play or a different look or something that surprised them, and without the luxury always of sitting back during the week and watching it on film. But even on game day, if they can take it, learn from it and apply it to what's happening later in the game, then you got somebody that's really special. And part of our job in dealing with quarterbacks always is to help them go through that process, teach them how to learn, teach them how to watch video, teach them how to react to what they see on the field. And so the experiences that Ryan has had so far in the NFL, those are going to help him because they're back in that memory bank, and we're going to help him draw on those things. And certainly there'll be plenty of new things that we continue to teach him as he learns and grows and goes forward. And, again, as I said before, to me that's a really exciting part of the job is to watch those young guys develop. And certainly the focus is on Ryan, but I think there are going to be a lot of players here that I can't wait to get working with.
It's going to be a new start for the Miami Dolphins offensively, and it seems like it's going to be an exciting one. Bill Lazor, new offensive coordinator. Coach, appreciate the time. Congratulations again, and look forward to meeting you soon.
Thank you very much. Can't wait to get there.